good cold dip. There's something meditative about diving into the water, no matter how cold it is. A release that happens runs in parallel with meditation. And when you dive into the water from waist to deep, and you feel that the water rush over your head and your shoulders, and all of a sudden the sound of the world stops. You're in an underwater world. Put your head under the water and you're in another universe. And yeah, it's so nice. It's beautiful. The local beaches here, there's a significant height difference in the water, and certainly the edge of the water. There's a sense that as you enter the water, you're entering a new bath, a bath that's full of fresh, clean water, as opposed to the water if you're sharing a bath with a family or something. It's as good as the water can be. Part of that too, think about it, is it's a way, alongside being aware of the tides and what time it is and what the tide is, being near to the water helps you connect to the environment and the weather. Yeah, there's so many layers to it, really. Yeah, awareness of it is probably the first step to appreciating it or to value it. It's a little bit perplexing sometimes when you walk around sort of a mangrove area, sort of just trying to understand how we fit into that environment. It's the foreshore that is actually the critical part of the environment. It's like the layers in a forest. It's the last point where land becomes water, and creatures share different environments, seabirds or shorebirds, and you have some crustaceans that can live in air, and you have some animals that sort of wander into the sand and things. It's a very special zone, but yeah, it can't shift that easily, can it? Mangroves can't work their way up the hill. Even if sea levels change gradually, those ecologies can't alter. I think we've grown up through the ages thinking that man can control nature. In this case, we can build seawalls or do things to keep nature at bay, or seawalls can only be a certain length anyway. Water can go around the edges. Growing up in Whangarei, mangroves were then regarded as the weeds or the scruffy peripheral border of the harbour, and not probably other than ecologists sort of understood as being an essential part of the ecology. Yeah, it only took a few kayak ventures into mangroves at high tide for you to again feel that you were in a Amazonian kind of a environment, and that the fish were in amongst you very much. Yeah, that was their home. It was a feeding ground, and there was a whole ecology sort of in the shallows. Really nice to experience, and good to see it in a pure, clean situation.